You're with Raf on ABC Radio Melbourne.
And this week's Changing Track is for Karen. Growing up, I always had many boys as mates, but none of them were ever interested in me romantically. I just wasn't that girl. So when in my final year at Monash, I struck up an easy friendship with a boy who sat next to me in some of my lectures and tutes, I didn't give it too much thought. We didn't see each other outside of uni. I was always too busy working nights, studying, playing sport, or hanging out with other friends. But I enjoyed his company when we were together. He made me laugh like I hadn't since childhood. He was so, so funny. And he always had this cheeky glint in his eye that told you he saw the humour in everything. After our final exams, he asked me if I'd like to go and celebrate with him. We drove around trying to find something fittingly crazy to do to mark the end of uni. But the bungee jumping place across town was closed. We ended up back at the Knot, a favourite Monash hangout, for beers and a feed. We talked into the night, and once that establishment closed, we got offered a lift to the Espy. We gratefully accepted, and he held my hand as we drove down to St Kilda. A couple more drinks there, listening to the band and playing pinball, before he decided we should probably head off. It was late, and there were no more trams, so we started walking towards the city to catch the first train home. Or at least, that's how it happened. The details are a little fuzzy. But I definitely remember stopping in the park on a bench for a rest, when he put his arm around me and kissed me, ever so sweetly. It was so unexpected for both of us, yet it seemed so right. We sat there quietly for a while before heading home. So surprising you can still be alone in a city as big as Melbourne. I saw him a couple of times after that, before he revealed he was going to Queensland for a break. He asked me to go with him, but he couldn't tell me how long he was going for, and I couldn't afford to give up my job on a whim. I knew his family owned a business in regional Victoria and that it was very likely he wouldn't return to Melbourne at all. Not wanting to get hurt, I played it cool and said I understood. He came by a few days later to say goodbye, but as fate would have it, I wasn't home. This was in the days before mobile phones were everywhere, so I couldn't just call him anytime. My Changing Track was being played on the radio a lot around the time that he left, and I realised after he had gone that this is exactly how I felt about him. He called me from Queensland once, and there was an awkward conversation, mostly due to my nervousness. But it was enough to leave me feeling hopeful that he might want to see me again. I tried calling a few times when I knew he had returned to his hometown, but either the messages didn't get passed on or he just didn't return my calls. When I finally got up the courage to just go and see him a few months later, it was like before, talking and laughing easily. That was until the end of the night, when he confided to me that he'd met another girl and was, quote, happier than he'd ever been. I can still hear the sound of breaking glass in my mind as my heart shattered 1,000 times over. Another acute reminder that boys only ever wanted to be friends with me. I went home and cried myself to sleep in the knowledge that my first love was never to be. And I moved on. I have since become someone else's first love, married, had two beautiful children, so it is not all Miss Havisham-esque. But every time I hear this track, I am taken back to the blissful innocence of 1997, tinged with the pain of unrequited first love. It is a bittersweet reminder to sometimes be brave enough to follow my heart a little more than my head. And Karen's Changing Track is Even When I'm Sleeping by Leonardo's Bride.